We begin Siman Shin Samach Beis. Eizu mechitza kri mechitza latatel. Sif Aleph. Kol mechitza shelo nasa is larder besocha. Any mechitza which is not made in order to live in. El litznius, rather it's just for privacy purposes. Mishnah Berurah explains, such as a mechitza which is made to rest in just for an hour or something. Like someone who's a worker or something out in the field, so he makes that mechitza just for him to be able to rest in it, or to eat and drink in it just for a little bit, and to have privacy when you're eating and drinking in it. So that's not really a mechitza for dira purposes. O lishmor masha yitnu besocha, or it's just a mechitza that's meant to protect something which you put inside it. O leishev ba kedei lishmor hasados, or it's something that you sit in order to protect the fields. He mechitza letatal masha besocha. So this type of mechitza does allow you to carry in it, counts to make it in to Rishus HaYachid, aval eina mechitza lasos masha besocha mukaf ledira im yosin beis asayim. But if it's greater than a beis asayim, it doesn't count as a mechitza which is meant for dira purposes, which would allow you to carry in it. Hilkach, therefore, ilan she'anaf of yordan lamata, a tree whose branches go downwards towards the ground, im einam gevoim shloshim an aretz, if they are not more than three off the ground, thus we say lovet, and therefore it's as though they are attached to the ground. Vikarm b'malkom shemechubaran le'ilan, and the main part of it is where it's attached to the tree. Hugavoha sara is higher than 10, so therefore you now have a mechitza made out of the tree branches, which is higher than 10. Chashav mechitza umutar l'tata b'kulo, it counts as a mechitza, and therefore you're allowed to carry in that area, which it is surrounding.
As long as you fill in the space in between the branches with wood of some sort or straw of some sort, and you tie the branches so that they don't get blown too much in the wind, because as we've seen before, if there's a mechitza that cannot withstand a common wind, it will fall down or it will blow, that's not called a mechitza. The Mishnah Berurah says that you'd be allowed to carry in the area, even in the area where the mechitza is not 10 tefachim high, because that area now counts as a Rishus HaYachid, which would have the status of Rishus HaYachid. How much does it have to blow? We already saw the Chazon Ish said it's only going to be possible if it blows 3 tefachim. Others say even less. And when it comes to sheets, it's discussed regarding making a sukkah, walls of a sukkah out of sheets. So the same thing would apply over here. The Aruch HaShulchan says that when it comes to mechitzas of Shabbos, you shouldn't really use mechitzas made out of sheets without any branches of any sort, even if you tie them down well. Whereas the Tosef HaShabbos disagrees and says that the sheets would be okay. And Chayadim, it sounds like sheets could act as a mechitza as well, as long as they're tied and they won't blow too much. The Mechaber continues, V'davka ad beis asayim, is only if the area is up until beis asayim, you'd be able to carry in it. Aval yosin beis asayim lo, but more than beis asayim, you won't be allowed to carry. Afilin natau lakach, even if the trees are planted for that purpose. Kevin shana asoy ladr besocho el stof, if betzila lishmar asados. Because that's not really hukaf ledira. It's really meant just to walk in it for the shade and stuff like that, but it's not hukaf ledira, and therefore the walls made by the trees could act as mechitzas to be in Rishus HaYachid, but if it's more than a beis asayim, you'll have the problem of karpeif. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you fill in the area between the branches with kash for the purpose of dira, then it would work. Sif beis, tel shagavol chamish veishlim ala asara. If you have an amount of some sort, which is 5 high, and you now make it into 10, she'asa alav mechitza gavoha chamisha, meaning on top of that mountain, or the mound, or the hill, you add a mechitza of 5, such that you now have a mechitza of 10. Chashuv mechitza letadul choldover, that counts as a real mechitza, and you'd be allowed to carry in that area, the Mishnah Berurah says, even for purpose of a hefsek of shnei chatzeros. Mechitza which stands on its own, meaning it wasn't created for mechitza purposes, that is still kosher. Mechitza shenaseis b'Shabbos, if a mechitza is made on Shabbos, that's also kosher. V'hanimile shenaseis b'Shabbos v'shogeg, is only if it was made b'shogeg. Aval b'nezer, if it was made intentionally, have a mechitza lahachmir l'chayev hazorik mishus haravim l'socha, aval lo lahatru l'talcha b'socha. You wouldn't be allowed to carry in that area. It's a mechitza for purposes of being mechayev someone, if they throw from one rishus to another rishus, but it does not allow you to carry in that area. The Mishnah Berurah says that if it was done by shogig, it's going to be kosher even if it wasn't made l'shem mechitza. And the case of shogig would be if you didn't know that it was Shabbos, or you didn't know that this was usser. But if Reuven tells Shimon to make a mechitza in order to carry in it, or he knows that Shimon is making it for him, and he wants him to make it so that he could carry in that area, even if Shimon did a b'shogeg, it's not going to be allowed, because for Reuven, it's mezid. So I can't ask someone else to make a mechitza for me to carry in, even if they don't know that they're doing something wrong. And the reason, if it's mezid, that it's not allowed is because of a knas and then no one is allowed to carry in that area on Shabbos. It doesn't work for anyone. If a non-Jew makes a mechitza on Shabbos, it seems like from the Shartzi and it's Siman Tav Gimel, Siftan Gimel, that even if it was done by Mezid, it has a status of Shogig, and you would be allowed to carry in that area.